How's it going, everybody, and welcome to episode 215 of Master My Garden Podcast. Now, this week's episode being the first Friday of March, we're doing the usual what to sow in the month of March, and this will predominantly be about the vegetable garden and the edible garden, but we'll also mention maybe some of the flowers that we can be sowing this month. The reason these are popular is that it kind of gives, as I said, people a something to work towards in the month ahead. And it keeps people on track, because sowing, if you fall behind on sowing, that's a missed crop, that's a missed harvest somewhere down along the line. So it's important to stay on track with the sowing. The guide, I'll give you a broad list of what we can sow this month. It's much bigger than February. But given that, I'm recording this, and it's actually pelting snow outside as we speak. It has been a bitterly cold day. And so as we enter March, we're looking at cold. And March is what they call March of many weathers. We've heard that so many times. And if you think back over the years, we've had the really warm, balmy Marches, which gives you, false hope. And we've had snow. We've had the beast from the east a couple of years ago in March. So March can give you absolutely anything. Having said that, so with that in mind, you're proceeding with caution all the time, taking care of seedlings, watching out for frosts, watching out for cold snaps, because we're definitely going to get some of those. As I said, the month of March is starting off looking like that, with snow falling outside as I record this. So proceed with caution. However, we do need to be sown at this stage, so starting sowing, the days are really stretching now. So that's a huge advantage for sowing seeds. Obviously, temperatures, we want them to be, creeping up a bit. And if you're sowing seeds in a polytunnel, just make sure you're protecting them, covering them, making sure that you're getting them as warm as possible and protecting them from frost as much as possible. So proceed with caution. But definitely we do need to be sowing sowing quite regularly during the month of March. If we go, 4 to 6 weeks from now, you're looking at, that's the time where you'll be planting out a lot of these transplants or these vegetable plants. And that's going to take you to mid-April. And there's no guarantee, but 9 times out of 10, we're looking at a lot more settled, warmer, more garden-like weather at that stage. So that's why it's really important now to be sown seed, but proceed with caution. That's the sort of name of the game at this stage. So what vegetables can we sow this month? And we'll chat about some of the herbs as well, and then we'll get into the flowers. I'll tell you as well what I'm sowing. Won't be sowing everything, but I will be certainly sowing quite a bit of stuff. I have a nice bit done already. Having said that, I probably am tapering back slightly what I've done last year. I probably sowed too much for the purpose of demonstrating a little bit, and just with things the way they are at the moment, things are a little bit hard to manage. So I'm trying to keep things a little bit more manageable this year. And I am sowing and sowing regularly, but maybe just lesser amounts. And certainly things that we don't get huge use out of, I'm sort of leaving behind and just sticking with the ones that we just use all the time. So there's no point in growing something and then not getting the benefit out of it or passing it on to someone else. So definitely tapering back slightly on that. So what can we sow this month? It's quite, some of it is quite similar to February, but we are extending it out much, much more now. And then as we go into next month, we'll be extending it out further. For anybody that's on the Grow Your Own Food course, I've just uploaded the complete sowing guide for March. And that's giving you a comprehensive guide, what to sow, the methods of sowing, when we'll be planting out and where we'll be planting out, whether that's outside into the open ground or into a tunnel or outside under cover, or whatever the case may be. So it's a complete and comprehensive guide. But we'll touch on the varieties that are the types of vegetables that we can be sowing now. So to start off with, we can still sow spring onions. Spring onions is one that I will be sowing kind of every 2 to 3 weeks, pretty much right through until, September time. Because it's one that, we use a lot of, I'll be multi-sown it. So in other words, I'll be sowing a lot of seeds into the same module initially, and planting them out into the polytunnel, and later on outside. I'll also start direct sowing probably in April time, maybe mid to end of April, depending on what the weather is doing at that stage. So I won't be just doing spring onions in modules. Later on, it'll go direct sowing. Next one is cabbage. I've already sowed some, but I've got to sow more. So sort of sowed that 3 weeks ago, and now I'm going to sow more. And little and often is the way I'm going to do that. So an early variety again, I'll be going with a greyhound again. And as I say, little and often. Calabrese is the next one. Again, I've already sowed some, and I will be doing some again in the next week or 10 days. And again, little and often on that. The next one on the list is cauliflower. And a bit like the cabbage and the calabrese, I'll be sowing that, you know, small amounts, little and often. I might do, you know, four heads or four seeds, six cells every probably 3 weeks or so. And that kind of gives me enough of a space, and that generally speaking, I'll have some cauliflower. I might harvest some heads that are quite small, allow some of the rest of them to go quite big. And then just by using, you know, small amounts and sowing at a regular interval, I'll have enough kind of all through the season. Key is not to miss your sowing dates at any stage during the year. As I say, a missed sowing date is a missed harvest or a missed opportunity down the line. Next one, I've already sowed mine, so I won't be sowing anymore this month, but you can still do it, is sowing of onions. And I have found, you know, I did plant autumn sets, and they're doing quite well. But I still find that the best quality onions for storing, the ones that don't bolt very easily, are the ones that I sow from seed, and the most successful ones are the ones I grow from seed. So onions, I won't sow anymore, but if you are sowing them, you can sow, multi-sow them, kind of four seeds to a cell, and then plant out that as, you know, four seedlings all in the one spot, and they will mature in the one spot. Next one is spinach. And again, I'd probably do one more sowing in module trays, and then hopefully I will start going direct into the ground. Certainly the first sowing direct into the ground will be in the polytunnel, and then after that, outside potentially. Next one for sowing this month is leeks. And I haven't sowed these yet, but I will sow them early in the month. And I'll sow an early variety, and then later on I'll switch to a sort of a mid-season, and then after that, a late variety. So kind of three sowings of leeks will do me for the entire year. I'm still harvesting some leeks from the garden as we speak. They didn't end up being very big in terms of thickness, but they're still very, very good. They're clean. I've enough of them there to get me through for the next kind of month or 6 weeks. Obviously, if we get any real growth in the next month or 6 weeks, they'll start to look to bolt. They're not yet, so that's good. But I'm still harvesting away at leeks. Broad beans, you can do these in the month of March, either outside directly into the ground or into a deep pot or module tray. So, you know, the deep-celled ones or a pot. Radish is another one. Again, I have sown some already direct into the ground. Just closhed them over as well so that they get an extra, keep a little bit extra heat in there. White turnip, again, haven't sowed it yet, but will in the coming weeks. Lettuce in module trays will become one of my regular ones throughout the year, a little bit like spring onion. Every 3 weeks or so, I'll sow that. Beetroot, direct sown into polytunnel, would be the ideal one. I'm still harvesting beetroot from the polytunnel, so they were sowed last kind of August time. I'm still harvesting them. They're actually really good. They've formed nice sized beetroot and they're exceptionally tasty. So all good there. You can still sow a small few, you know, the winter type salads, the rockets, the mizunas. You know, you get kind of one cropping of those. They can go into your greenhouse or outside under cover. Probably in the next, you know, by the end of the month, you could be getting those outside. So an early sowing. And then sort of plant them outside at the end of the month, covering them over or closhing them over. On the herb front, you can do coriander, dill, parsley. Again, I don't the coriander is a kind of a regular one, so you do it maybe once a month. But the likes of parsley, I'm only doing a couple and doing them maybe once a year. Because it is a biennial, so you're getting 2 years out of your parsley. But I always do fresh ones later on in the year. I leave my parsley always in the tunnel, so I don't have any outside. And, you know, just by kind of one sowing a year, you ensure that you have fresh parsley all year round. Dill is another one of the herbs. And then next month, as we get into April, we might start looking at some of the other herbs that we can sow. Then chard is a brilliant one. Again, it's only a sowing that I do kind of once a year. So at the moment, I have about 6 chard plants. And I've been harvesting off them for a number of months now, pretty much on a daily basis. So, and I'm the only one in the house that eats chard, so there's not a high demand on it. But by regular small harvests and by having, you know, a number of plants, you're not cutting the head, you're just taking a few leaves as required. And one sowing a year sort of covers off that. I'll do another sowing probably in, you know, September time, or maybe a little bit earlier, maybe August time, plant them into the tunnel, and hopefully by that I will have, you know, 12 months constant supply of it. And then on top of that, we're sort of moving to the seeds that are going to require heat. So I'm looking at peppers again, chili peppers. I mentioned those last month, but they do need heat. So either inside or in a heated propagator in your tunnel or your greenhouse or whatever the case may be. My ones are on a heated propagator. They're sowed about, 10 days now. They are peeping up, but they do need that constant heat. And especially with the weather we're having at the moment, you just have to be really careful with these heat-loving ones. Tomatoes, the same. I've my tomatoes sown, although I am getting some tomato varieties from a listener of the podcast, some interesting looking ones. So looking forward to receiving those. And I'll be sowing those as soon as they arrive as well. Something different and something interesting, but they will also need heat. Aubergine is another one. Really, you want to be doing those early in the month. So it's kind of the last opportunity to sow these because they like a long growing season. Same for peppers. They like a long growing season. So the earlier in the month that you can get them sown, get them started under heat, the better you'll have, the longer season you'll have, and the more chance you will have of getting those, you know, those crops to maturity. Peas can be sowed this month. So this is kind of in your polytunnel now or your greenhouse. So peas can be sown. I would sow them into either deep module trays or multi-sow into a pot. So 2 or 3 seeds into a pot and then pot them out directly. Pea seeds don't like being disturbed, so you can also sow them into a gutter. So fill a gutter with your seed sowing compost, sow in your seeds, allow them to germinate, and then when they are germinated and ready to be moved on, you just slide out from one end, you slide out the whole root zone of the seeds and allow them to nestle into the ground in the tunnel or the greenhouse without any disturbance, and then you should be able to grow them on quite quickly. Celery seed can be done this month. Big thing with celery seed is you don't cover the seed. So they're surface sown. They can take a while to germinate, and they do like heat. So again, these are going to be along the lines of your tomatoes and your peppers, your aubergines. They're going to require heat to germinate. So in a polytunnel, make sure you have them in a heated one, a heated propagator, or if you're sowing them inside, just make sure they're in a warm area and that they're constantly warm as well. You don't want them dropping and then heating up, dropping and heating up, because that will just delay the germination of those. But they can take 2 to 3 weeks to germinate anyway. I will only do 2 sowings probably of celery in the whole year. I'll do one sowing maybe of 6 or 7 plants, and then later on I'll do another one of the same quantity. And that kind of does me for the season. So I will harvest some of those when they're quite small, and then allow some of them to go to the point where they're almost gone over. And by doing that, I kind of get a longer spell out of it. I may not have celery, you know, every single month, but there'll be some sort of in the pipeline all the time. Next one that you can do, I'll be doing it this week, is direct sowing carrots into the greenhouse in early March. And then outside, you can do it maybe in late March, and that'll give you your kind of first crop. You're looking for early varieties here. And then the last one on the list is parsnip. And that's going to be very late in the month, making sure that the ground is heated up. If you have to wait until early April, do. So you're looking for warmth in the ground. And then direct sow fresh parsnip seed. Remember, your parsnip seeds need to be fresh. You can't just have seed that you've had for 2 or 3 years. They really are gone null and void after, probably okay in year two after buying them, but certainly by year three, it'd be really sporadic, so it's not worth it. So make sure you're working with fresh seed. There's lots of other things that we can be doing. Again, that's the seed sowing list. It isn't, you know, there's probably others as well, but that's kind of the main ones. Next month, April, will be, you know, a lot more substantial, and it'll be a seriously big list next month. It'll be kind of heading for the biggest month for sowing, depending on the weather. Certainly April and May be huge months. But there's lots of other jobs we can still do. So you can still plant your early varieties of potatoes into the greenhouse or in containers if you don't have open ground. Main crop varieties can be planted in some areas. Now, a lot of people, you know, nail down St. Patrick's Day as the date that they have to get the potatoes into the ground. And that's a kind of a traditional thing in Ireland. I would say that is, you know, it's a good sort of rule of thumb for a lot of areas of the country. Not so much around here, though, because, you know, we can get frost right up until you know, kind of late May. So if the weather is really good and the ground temperatures are warm enough, I would plant them around St. Patrick's Day. However, they tend not to be. And I'm always looking, before I plant in potatoes, I'm always looking for ground temperatures to be up 10, 12 degrees for about a week. And if they're up at that sort of temperature, then I'm happy enough to get the potatoes in. If they're not and the ground is still sitting, you know, kind of 6 or 7 degrees, I don't bother. I just hold off for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, that's the, you know, potatoes. It's a big one. March is the month for getting it in a lot of places. Just for me, it could be a little bit later. Certainly be heading towards the end of the month, but the ground temperatures will be what will determine when I'll plant mine. You can still create your no-dig beds through the month of March. Again, that may not be the case every year. If the weather had got really warm, you know, we may not, you know, there might be so much growth that we might just miss the boat. But for the moment, for the next couple of weeks, certainly, there's absolutely no issue still creating no-dig beds. Again, if you're starting from scratch, your cardboard down, making sure you're covering over all the gaps, covering down with a quality organic matter, looking for about 6 inches in year one, and then you can plant straight into it. And that's a really, you know, really good way of creating beds at this time of the year. On top of that, then, seed sowing on the flower side. So again, a lot of the bedding plants need to be sowed early in the month. So, you know, a lot of the typical summer bedding plants, you're going to need heat for those. So ensure you're using a heated propagator. Raise the seed inside if you don't have one of those, because they do like heat and they do want heat. For me, I'll be sowing things like Cosmos this month. I have a new bed around a circular patio. I should have done this in September, but I didn't. I'll be sowing perennial seeds to go in there, the likes of Verbena Buriensis, Achilleas, Geums. I'll be sowing a lot of those. I may not get flower on some of them this year, but I'm not terribly worried about that. I'll still raise the plants, yeah, cut them back a couple of times, let them thicken up, and I'll get them into those beds. And certainly by next year, they'll be, you know, fantastically established plants. Biennials like the likes of foxglove and so on, I'll be sowing some of those as well. Again, I should have done that in September, but I didn't. So now that I'm, you know, in the seed sowing mood, I'll be sowing all of those for specific areas that I'm trying to flower up. Other than that, you're looking at, you know, getting out, probably cutting lawns for the first time. If you're doing that, it's been an extremely wet time. So lawns are typically not in the best of shape. If you're into keeping your lawn, you know, really spick and span, there's probably a lot of moss in them at this stage. You know, you can certainly scarify at this time of the year. You can certainly apply your bacterial moss remover, which, you know, eats away at the moss if you're doing that. You're looking to start at sort of lower levels of moss. So anything above kind of 25% moss, 30% moss, you need to scarify first and then apply the product. If it's, you know, kind of 10 or 15%, then you can apply your bacterial lawn food, and that bacteria will eat away at the moss and reduce it. Cutting at the start of the year, ensure your mower is sharp. That means that you get a clean cut. You're not sort of breaking the grass, which can damage it and leave it looking a little bit yellowish. So make sure you're sharp. Don't cut too low. The lower you cut, you know, a lot of people love mowing grass, love the neat and tidy, but the lower that you cut, the more opportunity you're given to moss to develop. So I would definitely be cutting a little bit higher at the start. Good time then to do all your edging and, you know, edging of beds and so on. Get all of that tidied up, lined up, and I suppose setting yourself up still. It's still another month of kind of starting to set up for really when things kick off and start to go up a gear through April and into May. So, yeah, busy, busy month. The seed sowing guides for anyone that's on the Grow Your Own Food course is uploaded now, and you can download that. You can, you know, compile them, tick them off on your list. But again, just to reiterate, try not to miss sowing dates. Miss sowing dates are, I suppose, miss crops down the line, and we don't want that. We want to continue to sow so that we continue to have, you know, harvest right through the season. So yeah, that's been this week's episode. Next week's episode, we're talking to garden designer Peter Donegan, some really interesting stories about the new garden that he's doing at the Melbourne International Flower and Garden Show. Yeah, really interesting story behind it and behind last year's garden, which actually won a gold. So yeah, that's next week's episode. And then a couple of other really good guest interviews coming up, along with the usual guides and, you know, gardening tips over the next few weeks. So that's been this week's episode. Thanks for listening, and until the next time, happy gardening.